First 15 minutes in the books at Shell Energy Stadium in Houston, Delaware 7, Sam Houston 0. I'm Carlos Zimmerman alongside of Brian Adams. It's 4th down and 5 here for the Bearcats. They're at the 44-yard line in their own territory. They'll now go right to left as the teams have flipped fields. So a decision time here for Phil Longo. He's been no stranger to go for it on 4th down this year. 6 for 26. That's 23% on 4th down this season. But with how early this ball game is and your defense is still playing pretty solid, wouldn't be surprised if they just decide to punt this one away.
You know, you've seen at all levels, this year in particular, at least for me, I've seen a lot more teams going for it on 4th down than I really have in the past. And in some cases, I'm talking 4th and long, in their own end, I've seen teams do it. But you're right, this is a big decision for Phil Longo, what they're going to do right here.
Well, they'll break everybody out of the huddles, and it is going to indeed be the punt team as Curtis Durand will return to the field. Start this second quarter with a punt. This will be punt number 4 on the night. He's got a longest of 50 on the evening, that being his last one. Going to try and pin Delaware back. It's Jake Thaw back to receive. Carson Whittington to long, snap it to the Australian. Gunner's ready to go. Here's the snap. Durand taking his time. Puts the leg to it. Thaw will let that one take a good bounce. Did it get the edge of the boundary? Yes, it did. So a good effort there by Durand to try and pin Delaware at the 1. Instead, it took a rough bounce just over the boundary, and it'll be a touchback, first and 10 to the 20-yard line. Come out the Blue Hens.
Sam Houston's defense being called on once again to try to stop the Blue Hens. They've done a really pretty decent job of that. They were able to punch it in the last drive, but nonetheless, Sam Houston's defense back out on the field.
Bearcats 3 sacks tonight. That ties their season high that they set against Hawaii. They have 4 tackles for loss for a team that ranks 6th in CUSA in tackles for loss. Minicucci from his 20-yard line gets the snap. They'll run it up the gut. Chauncey Cheedy and company on the stop, as that is going to be Spiller on the carry that time for Delaware. Gain of 3, 2nd and 7.
Glad to see Chauncey Cheedy back out there. A couple of drives ago, he came off the field injured.
We have yet to see Joe Silver out there, the senior running back for the Blue Hens, who's the leading rusher of this team. 2nd and 7, man in motion. Minicucci thinking a lot of end-arounds as they handed that one off up the middle. Short of the first down to the 29-yard line, again to the hands of Spiller. And it'll bring up a 3rd down and very short here for Delaware after Spiller picks up 6.
Great job by Sam Houston's defense just to stay at home. Don't fall for all the stuff going on in the backfield. Really good play by that linebacker group there.
14 minutes left in this second quarter on the Bud Light game clock. 7-0 Delaware, and a short 3rd down coming up here. Actually, they marked him a bit shorter than I thought. At the 26-yard line, it's 3rd and 4. Minicucci drops back, fires to the left side, and it is hauled in just beyond the line of gain. We do have flags in the backfield here, 2 of them. That's in the area of roughing the passer there. That was Caleb Holloway that was in the backfield trying to bring the heat there on Minicucci. We'll get the official word here from Douglas Mercer in a second. That is indeed roughing the passer on Caleb Holloway. Burned for that penalty there, and that will extend this drive for Delaware. It was going to extend anyway as the pass was complete on the far side. Instead, they'll add 15 to the end of that and move the ball closer to midfield.
That's a tough penalty right there on Sam Houston's defense. I mean, that is 15 yards and an automatic first down.
Well, the Bearcat defense going to have to make an adjustment here. It's 1st and 10 from the 46-yard line of Delaware. Minicucci, straight drop back, throwing to the right side, hauled in and staying in bounds, now out of bounds, shy of the line of gain. That's Max Patterson with his first grab of the night, the senior from Arlington, Virginia, former Rutgers Scarlet Knight. Gains 8, 2nd and short coming up for the Blue Hens in Bearcat territory.
Nice route by Patterson. He's lined up on the far side, does a 10 to 12 yard out route. Minicucci hits him perfectly.
Minicucci gets the snap on 2nd and 2. They'll go into the ground, and this is Spiller rumbling downfield inside the Bearcat 40. running to that left side and takes it around the 37-yard line. Picks up 9, and the chains move yet again for the Blue Hens.
The running game for the Blue Hens is working really well so far. I mean, just straight handoffs up the middle, picking up chunk plays. Another first down, Delaware.
This is a rush defense that gives up some of the most in the country, 131 in the FBS. Minicucci with 2 backs and a receiver to each side. He'll drop back to pass on 1st and 10 from the 37. Fires here into the flat near side. It's caught. Kyrie DuPlessis hauls that one in. The Coastal Carolina transfer grad senior. See where they spot him. 32-yard line. He picks up 5 to bring up 2nd and 5.
Nice pass. Minicucci over here on the near side. I mean, throws the ball before his wideout makes his cut. He does. That ball was there. Completion. Nice play.
No surprise. It's his favorite target, the leading receiver of this team at 659 yards entering tonight. That one springs for 5, 2nd and 5, 32-yard line of the Cats. Shotgun for Minicucci. Gets the snap. They'll go back to the ground with Spiller. He's got a lot of space, carrying it forward into the red zone. They'll spot him down at the 19-yard line. A gain of 13 for the Blue Hens, and they're in the red zone on another first down.
Handoff straight up the middle again, Delaware, and they're just picking up big yards, moving the chains, and that's what you want to do on offense. Sam Houston's defense has to step up.
Spiller will bow out of the ballgame for now. Byron Ellison rechecks in as the running back. Trips to the left side here for the Blue Hens as they go left to right. One receiver to the near side. Ellison the back. He'll come in motion. Motions to the right hip of Minicucci as he gets the snap. Option play to Ellison. He's got some blockers in front of him. Tackled down at the 8-yard line. Make it the 7 as they faked it on the keeper for Minicucci. Pitched it to Ellison. First and goal at the 7 for the Blue Hens.
Nice play. Ellison's lined up on the near side. Goes in motion. Minicucci pitches it in front. Takes the ball up the middle again. Another first down.
11:24 to go, second quarter. 7-0 Delaware, but they're threatening for more. First and goal, 7-yard line here for the Blue Hens. Defense trying to pin their heels back here. Minicucci from the pistol. 3 receivers, 1 in motion. It's the tight end here on the near side. Hand this one off. Popped by C.J. Brown. Late flag comes in as Brown able to drop Byron Ellison for only, they'll give him 1 on the carry, but we do have a penalty marker.
I think this one may go against Delaware.
That's going to be on the right tackle, Anthony Cachese, the junior right tackle. Call for illegal hands to the face. That'll negate the 1-yard run, and that will back Delaware well out of their own chances to try and bust it in. Back to the 22-yard line, a 15-yard penalty. Bring up first and goal at the 22.
And we have a Bearcat down on about the 8-yard line over here trying to get his number.
He is facing here to the side. I wonder if that's C.J. Brown, the man who just made the hit there on Byron Ellison, that they are taking a look at there. Is Dustin Lenormand out there to take a look at him along with Morgan Olson, the athletic trainer. Stops the clock with 11:04 in this second quarter. And that's going to take us out to a media timeout on the field. First and goal at the 22. Coming up here for Delaware. Bearcat defense trying to make a stand down here on their own end. Back after this from Van Wagner. This is Sam Houston Football on the Bearcat Sports Network.